It's time for today's daily devotional. Today we've been talking about what are you going to do with the rest of your life, but today we're going to kind of zoom more in on more than a name. Scripture comes from Gospel of Matthew 22, 37 through 39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You know, when people hear the word membership, they think about putting their name on a list, like joining a club or maybe signing a roster, checking a box. But church membership's meant to be much deeper than that. As a matter of fact, membership in the church means fellowship. It means family. At my church, we often say you can't do life alone. And that's so true, because God never intended for us to walk through life or faith by ourselves. But for some people, the word family can be really uncomfortable. You know, some folks grew up in wonderful homes that were full of love and encouragement, and other people grew up in families that were difficult, broken, or maybe even a little bit painful. So when someone talks about a church family, a person can hesitate. But the family of God is different. A church family is a place where people help each other grow. It's a place where we pray for one another, encourage one another, and walk together through life's ups and downs. No, it's not perfect, because people aren't perfect, but it's a place where grace and growth are meant to happen. And growth is exactly what faith is about. Part of belonging to a church family is maturing in your faith. And sometimes we look at ourselves and think, I should probably be further along than I am. We may feel like we haven't grown quite as much as maybe we should have. But spiritual growth isn't something that happens overnight. In fact, it's a lot like childbirth and growing up. Every one of us started life as an infant, and over the years we've learned, we've stumbled, we've grew stronger, and we've matured. And faith works much in the same way. When you walk with Christ, you grow a little bit each day. You learn more about God, and you learn more about yourself. And when temptation comes, as it does for everybody, the maturity of your faith can guide you toward reflection and toward the right path. The truth is, you never fully arrive in your faith, because growth with God is a lifelong journey. And that's one of the reasons church family matters so much, because along the way, you don't have to grow alone. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for the gift of church and the people who walk beside us in faith. Help us grow and mature in our relationship with you, and teach us to love others and support our churches and families the way that you designed them to. Remind us that following you is a lifelong journey of growth. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.